quickly before I get started, a couple of things I want to stress from the bulletin. I had several people ask me about it. It has to do with the homeless stuff. We're going to December. We're going to meet here. Jennifer and I are going to cook. Is that me? Is it got a shortage? So I've had several people to ask me about it. So December 23rd, Jennifer and I are cooking breakfast here. That's a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're going to have breakfast, and after that, we're going to put the bags together. You're welcome to come, but we especially want the young people here so the young people can get into the idea of what it means to, you know, to do things to help other people. Christmas Day, we've changed our plans. We're not going to Birmingham because we had several people ask us. We're going to meet here at the building Christmas Day at 8 o'clock, and we're going to get together. We're just going to ride and do Decatur. So those are the details for that. Also, this evening, for our youth and family devo, if we would love for you to come, we're going to have a devotional first, and after that, we're going to have games for the adults and games for the kids, and just a great time to kind of set the end of 2017 to a close. And so we would love to have you all with us this evening for that. Okay, it's good to see everybody here this morning. Good to have our visitors as well, and we hope that we can say something this morning to our visitors that will get you to thinking a little bit more about Austinville here, our family here, your life, and just serving God in general. 2018, y'all, is right around the corner. Right around the corner. I want you to stop and think for a second. Think back to January 1st, 2017. And all those New Year's resolutions you made that you kept for 2 weeks, or 2 days, or 2 months. Or if you were successful, you're still holding on to them. Great job. But I also want you to think back during the year of 2017 at how many things came up into your life that you said, nobody else said, but you said, man, I thought this was going to be a good year. I did not realize this was going to happen to me this year. I don't think I can go on this year with all this stuff going on in my life. My marriage is not what it should be. Look at what's happening to my kids. Look at what happened to my relationship with my brothers and sisters in Christ at the congregation. Or look at what's going on my job. I mean, it's bad. I don't think it can get any worse than what it already is. But yet, you all are sitting here today at the end of 2017, looking beautiful and looking handsome. You know what that means? That means you made it. That means you made it. Do you know what the difference between going into 2018 and going into 2017 and how your best year is yet to come? You know what the difference is? The difference is the state of mind that you have or will have. That's the difference. State of mind. The struggles that we face in life have to do with a state of mind. You and I are our worst enemy, not the people that bring misfortune into your life. Your husband is not your worst enemy. You are. Your wife is not your worst enemy. You are. Your boss man is not your worst enemy. You are. No one is your worst enemy. You are your worst enemy. I am my worst enemy. Why? Because of this thing right here. What we go through in life and the perspectives that we form in life are things that we create. No one can force upon us a perspective that we ourselves don't buy into. No one can make you believe anything. And what happens is this right here. We go into the new years, and we have messages in our brain like what you see on the screen up here. Messages that say, I can't have a good year because of what's going on. Messages that say, I can't have a good year because I'm filled with anger. Life is too hard. I'm not good enough. I never make it. I'm not capable. I wish I was dead. Or drugs in my life and alcohol. I want revenge. I failed too many times in 2017. And because I failed so many times in 2017, it's going to be the same repeat in 2018. If you go into 2018 thinking like this right here, yes, you will fail. Yes, you will not be successful. Yes, your marriage will crumble. Yes, your children will crumble. Yes, your job will crumble. Yes, your self-esteem as an individual will crumble. You are your worst enemy. I am my worst enemy. The devil is not our problem. Y'all, you know we need to stop blaming everything on the devil. We blame stuff on the devil just to take the responsibility off of us. When we go off on each other, we blame the devil. Why? It releases us of the responsibility that you shouldn't have did that. What the devil made me do. No, the devil cannot make any of you all do anything in here, because if the devil had the ability to control you, God couldn't judge you. See, God is only going to judge you based upon the actions that you do. And if the devil is controlling you, it's not your fault. The devil is not your enemy. We are our enemy. Our mind is our enemy. And if you're going to go into 2018, and if you want 2018 to be your best year yet, then you have got to start right now by controlling this little thing up here that's called a B-R-A-I-N. Brain. In the Bible, when it talks about the heart of man, it's talking about your seat of affection, your thoughts, how you look at life. It is so important that Solomon tells us, guard it very carefully. Turn your Bibles over to Proverbs chapter 4, and I want you to look with me as we read these verses, to check behind me to make sure that you have an understanding of it. Proverbs 4 and verse 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, but in all of your getting, get an understanding. The only way you can do that is to follow along with me. In Proverbs chapter 4 and verse number 23, Solomon is talking about the mind. He's talking about the way you think. And in verse number 23, he says this right here. Keep your heart with all diligence. He didn't say just keep it. He says keep it with all diligence. Why? Because out of it springs forth the issues of life. Do you know what 2018 will be made up of? 2018 will be made up of issues. Now, these issues can be positive, or these issues can be bad or negative. But it's going to be made up of issues. Wives are going to have issues with their husbands, good or bad. Husbands are going to have issues with their wives, good or bad. You're going to have issues in the church, good or bad. Issues on your job, good or bad. Issues with decisions you have to make for your children or your family, good or bad. Your life is filled with issues. Solomon says, keep your heart with all diligence, because out of it springs forth the issues of life. What that means is every decision that you make in life begins right here. It begins in the mind. Success begins in the mind. Happiness begins in the mind. What about the verse in Proverbs 4 and verse number 7 where it says, the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and guard our hearts through Christ Jesus. Do you know that God does not magically do that for you? He doesn't magically do that for me? You know that God does not give you happiness like that? God is not going to come down here and take our brains and say, be happy. And you say, boy, I feel so good. It doesn't work like that. God gives you happiness by showing you how to create an environment of happiness in your life. How do we do that? Philippians 4 and verse number 6. We pray to God without anxiousness while we're being thankful in our lives. Verse number 8 says, and we think on positive things. See, when you do that, when you pray with thanksgiving while thinking on positive things, then you create an environment for peace in your own life. It's a mind thing. You can pray all you want about happiness. You can pray all you want about about joy. You can pray all you want about your marriage. You can pray all you want about your children. You can pray all you want about your job. I don't care what you pray about. If you do not create an environment in your own mind of happiness and joy and acceptance and confidence in God, your prayer is not going to do anything for you. You're going to bow down in misery and you're going to get up with the same misery. God has given us a recipe for happiness, but we have got to create an environment by taking steps in our own lives for happiness. If God does it, then why so many people as Christians stay unhappy all the time? Ask yourself that question. Inaction or action in our lives going into 2018 is going to be determined by the state of your heart, the state of your mind. And let's look at some verses to sustain that point. Turn over to Matthew chapter 12, verse 33 through 37. Now, this is context of Jesus healing someone, and he was accused of getting his power from Satan. They accused him of getting his power from Satan. And Jesus said, I didn't get my power from Satan. If I got my power from Satan, then your sons got their power from Satan too. Got my power from the Spirit of God, which means that the kingdom of God has come upon you. So he talks to them about blasphemy. But the verse that I want is in verse 33. Notice what he says here, Matthew 12, verse 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for a tree is known by its fruit. Now think about this. He says, you make the tree good, the fruit will be good. If you make the tree bad, the fruit will be bad. Look at the next verse, verse 34. Brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? But out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know what he was saying? These Pharisees, they were trees. They were trees. Their heart was a tree. And if they wanted good fruit, they would have to make the tree good, but they couldn't make the tree good because it was evil, it was bad. And because their tree, the heart, because the tree was bad, it produced bad fruit. Their heart was bad, and because their heart was bad, it produced bad fruit. You see, until you change this right here, everything that happens outside of your body will not be good. Until you change this right here, everything that you do to try to succeed in life would not be good. Because it starts right here. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You say, well, Tony, he's just talking about speaking right here. He's not talking about actions in life. Well, in this context, he uses the word speak. But let me show you another context. Turn to Matthew chapter 15, verse 15 through 20. Matthew chapter 15, verse 15 through 20. The disciples, in this context, were accused of eating without washing their hands. And it led to this whole conversation. So in verse number 15 of this chapter, notice what Jesus, what happened. Peter answered and said, explain this parable to me. And Jesus says, are you without understanding still? Do you not yet understand that whatever enters the mouth and goes into the stomach is eliminated? But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. Jesus says, you're worried about eating without washing your hand when something going into your body that's going to be eventually eliminated, when you should be worried about what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your life, out of your heart into your life. That's what really defiles. And notice what he says in the next verse, verse 18. For those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart, now notice the actions. For out of the heart, evil thoughts, murderers, adulterers, fornicators, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things that defile a man. You see what he says there? Everything that comes from the heart issues forth in our lives. Action and inaction. Whatever the action is and whatever the inaction is in our lives, it starts right here in the mind. It starts in the heart. And if you want to be successful, and have your best year in 2018, you better start right now telling yourself that it will be your best year. But not only telling yourself, take the necessary steps to make sure that it will be your best year yet. It's all up to you. God is not going to do any more for us than we let Him or allow Him to do. He doesn't do that. So it begins in the mind. You can either be a thief or not be a thief. It's about what you tell yourself. You can either be a murderer or not be a murderer. It depends on what you tell yourself. An adulterer or not adulterer, it depends on what you tell yourself. You can get angry or not be angry. It depends on what you tell yourself. You can want to go to work or not want to go to work. It depends on what you tell yourself. You can hate your job or love your job. It depends on what you tell yourself. You can work it out with your spouse or not work it out with your spouse. It depends on what you tell yourself. You can be optimistic knowing that your children are going to be successful and do good next year, or you can sit around and worry about all the things that could happen. It depends on what you tell yourself. It's a mind thing. How we begin 2018 begins right now, with us reshaping our minds to be successful, to be optimistic. I'm going to start some lessons next year, January, that have to do with the mind, optimism and positive thinking. And I'm going to show you that sometimes, you know, it's good not to be positively optimistic sometimes. It is. Especially when the positive optimism that we have is not based in reality. But we're going to look at that as a lesson. But what I want to do as a close here, look at three things to help you protect your mind going into 2018, because I want everybody in here to have a great year next year, and I know you can. I want where you are right now in your life, in your spiritual life, as well as in other aspects of your life, to be better than it was this year, and I know it can be. But I know also it can't be unless you start right now telling yourself something that you differently than what you told yourself in the past. You got to stop saying I can't and start saying I can. You've got to stop saying it won't work and start saying it will work. Abraham Lincoln said one time, we are as happy as we tell ourselves we are. And I agree with him on that. The first thing we can do to protect our minds in 2018 is, I think, the most important, and that is studying the Word of God. What's going to help you be more happier and more successful in 2018 is avoiding a life of sin, number one. Because that's what brings its own set of problems through guilt and so forth when we live those type of lives. Turn your Bible to Psalm chapter 119, beginning verse number 9. Let me show you what David had to do in his life when it came to his heart and protecting his heart and when it came to sin. And we all know David was not a perfect person, like none of us, but he was a man after God's own heart. Psalm chapter 119, beginning with verse number 9. David notice what the verse says here. How can a young man cleanse his way? Here's how. By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let not me wander from your commandments. Your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. David said he had to protect his mind. And the way he protected his mind was to take the word of God and hide it in his heart. Let me ask you all a question here. How many times a week do you all pick up your Bible and read? If you said not one time, shame on you. Why? Why do I say shame on you? Because you're not even giving yourself a fighting chance. That's why. Not because you're some bad person, but because you're not even giving yourself a fighting chance to be successful in your walk with God. You see, we want you to read and study your Bible as much as you can, not because we gain anything from it, but because you're going to gain everything from it. You got to hide the word in your heart, and the only way to do that is you got to read it on a consistent basis. You don't have to do it every day, unless you so choose. Do it every 2 days, every other day. Do it on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Just be consistent with it. Get you a consistent routine. That way the Word of God can stay hidden in your mind. Because it's going to help keep you from sin. Next verse is Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14. Let's turn over there and read those verses there. Hebrews 5, 12 through 14. In 2018, there are going to be decisions that you have to make. There are going to be decisions that your children are going to have to make, the older kids who can read and understand and comprehend better. A lot of decisions that we make in our lives or that we should be making based upon the Word of God, we don't make, and it's because we don't have a full grasp of the Word of God ourselves. I find myself in that situation multiple times. Understanding and studying the Word of God more puts you in a better situation to be successful when it comes to decisions in your life. I had somebody ask a Bible question one time on Facebook. How do you know when you make the right decision? You don't. You can never know what decision you make, whether or not it's right or wrong. I don't care how smart you think you are or how long you sat down at the desk and took all the options, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You will never know whether or not the decision you made is the right decision, other than the fact that you become a Christian. Now, that's the one decision you can know is the right decision. Anything outside of that, you can never know, because whenever we think we're making the right decision, it may backfire in our face 5 days down the road or 5 years down the road. The only thing you can do to the best of your ability is to pray about it, consult God's Word about it, get advice from other people who are godly, weigh your options, and make the most informed decision you can, and pray that it is the right one for you. If you do that, you're more likely to make the best decision than you would if you didn't do that. But without a knowledge of the Word of God, sometimes we can't even discern between things that we should. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse number 12, the writer says, "For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes of milk, of only milk, is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, and notice this, and those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil." If you want to have a great or better life in 2018, you've got to be able to look at your life and look at the things surrounding you and your family and decide, this is not good for me. This is not good for me. This is good for me. This is good for me. But the only way to do that is you've got to exercise your senses by feeding your mind, your heart, with the Word of God. Because if you don't, you end up accepting things into your life that you thought were good for you when actually they're bad for you. And it brings your life pain. Number two, protecting your heart by protecting your eyes. Turn to Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 through 24. This is a big one right here, y'all. Matthew chapter 6, 22 through 24. Jesus in this chapter here is telling us, don't worry. And you know what we like? Okay, Jesus, yeah, right. That's easier said than done. But don't worry, be happy. And in Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 through 24, he tells us, protect our eyes. You can have the best year yet in 2018, but you got to protect your eyes and your ears. It's important. Look at verse 22. The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye is good, your whole body is full of light. Other translations have the word single. Same thing. If the eye is good, it's full of light. Verse 23. But if the eye is bad, your whole body is full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And then look at verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Why did he say what he said then? Immediately say nobody can serve two masters. Here's how. In some of these people's lives, what they were doing is they had their sights set on God and trying to live for God and knowing what they want to do for God. And at the same time, they had their sights set on what they want to do with their lives and the bad things that they had going on in their lives. And Jesus says, it will not work like that. Okay? If your eye is good, your life is going to be good. The year that you have coming up in 2018 will be good. But if your eyes are bad or evil, then your year will be bad. It will not be good. Now, what is he talking about? No one can serve two masters. He's talking about wealth and money and serving God. But see, we can replace the wealth and money with a lot of other things. If you want a great year in 2018, you cannot put the things of life above God. You cannot seek the things of life before you seek God. Everything in life, including our spouse, should be second place to God. No one should come before God. Nothing should come before God. If you have your sights and your eyes focused on God, then what's going to come out of your life, Jesus said, is going to be good things. Things full of light. But if you have your eyesight focused on other things first and foremost, you won't be as successful. He's not just talking about bad things. You know, good things can become bad. Did y'all know that? Did you know good things can become bad? Nothing wrong with money. I pray every day to be rich. I told a couple of you all up here, I'm not going to be in the pulpit the rest of my life. I have big dreams. I have a dream of building this place where parents can bring their children and have parties and have all these games and activities. I got a dream to do that one day, to be able to interact and reach people and have a place where God's light can shine. That's my dream one day, and I pray every night God would make me rich. Every night. So I can minister to people that way. I pray every night. And on the side note, I pray for that too, because I want to buy y'all a car. Everybody here, I want to buy you a car one day. Or a new stove. Or something like that. I don't know how that's going to work out. But hey, it's in my heart. Good can become bad. Because if I prayed to be rich and God made me rich and then I left God, my good has become bad. We've got to protect our eyes of what our focus is on. We've got to let our focus be on God and not the things of the world. Colossians 3 and verse number 2, Paul said, let your affections, your thoughts, your heart, be on things above and not on things of the earth. Got to protect our heart. And then the last point I want to cover. We just looked at Philippians 4. I kind of quoted it. I'm not going to go over it again. Read it in your own time. It lists all these things that we should be thinking about, and none of them are negative. Protect your eyes and ears. You know what that means? That means you may have to get some people out of your life that have been in your life. You may have to get your biological brother or your sister out of your life for a little while just to get your sanity back. Because if you got people in your lives who are telling you things negative, telling you you'll never be anything, telling you you'll never amount to anything, telling you you cannot do that, you don't need these people in your life. And then lastly, here's the biggest one. To make 2018 the best year yet, you've got to have the mind state and the attitude that you will never, ever, ever give up. You can't give up. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 13. We know that verse. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who gives me strength. Nevertheless, you have not done well that you shared in my distress. You have done well that you shared in my distress. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I was departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but only you. Even at Thessalonica, you sent aid once again and again for my necessities. You saw Paul said, nobody helped me. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthened me. He said, nobody helped me but you. He said, I did get help from God through you. And that's why he can say what he says in verse 19. My God shall supply all my needs. Paul said, I will never give up because I know in my time of need, God will come to my rescue. Paul said, I will never be down because I know in my time of need, God will come to my rescue. He does so in his own way. Not in our way, but he comes. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, turn over there. Verse 8 and verse number 9. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8 and verse number 9. I love this verse. I'm not going to read the next two verses. I'm going to close it out with this verse right here. But you can take note of these verses that we have on the board right here coming up. But in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 9, notice what Paul said. We are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. We are struck down, but we are not destroyed. That is the attitude of a man who is not going to give in to anything. That is the attitude of a man who looked at his marriage, a woman who looked at her marriage, and she said, know what? He said, you know what? Even though we're going through the hard times right now, we will not give up on each other. They looked at their children and they said, even though our children have it bad right now and they're making mistakes and some things are going on that we wish were not going on, we will not give up on our children. Even though my life is not where it needs to be right now, I will not give up. I'm hard pressed on every side, but I'm not crushed. I'm perplexed, but I'm not in despair. I'm persecuted, but I'm not forsaken. I am struck down, but you know what? I will not give up. Why? Because I know the Lord is on my side. The psalmist says that he has seen the righteous cast down multiple times, but he's never seen them forsaken. He also says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord keeps them. He's brought us up out of the horrible pits and out of the miry clay and set our feet on a rock and established our footsteps, the psalmist said. And it's because of this confidence in God and God's ability to sustain us that these guys here say, we will never give up. 2018 can be your best year yet, but you've got to make up in your mind that it's going to be. And you need to get everything out of your life that's keeping you from knowing that. You serve a God that's able. He's able to keep you from falling. But he's also able to move you forward in such a way to where you can have more joy in your life, more happiness in your life, and more peace if you will let. We love you very much. And I know personally that there are people sitting in this audience right now who have a lot of stuff going on. I know personally. You may not know, I know, but I know. We care about you. We love you. And we know that you serve a God who's able. Don't you give up. If your marriage is falling to pieces, you better not give up on the church. You hear me? I'm talking to the Austinville Church of Christ. I'm not talking about anybody else. And if you're in this building today, I'm talking directly to you. If you're sitting in this audience this morning and your marriage is on a rock, you better not give up. If your children are doing things that they shouldn't be, I don't care what someone is saying about your children, don't you give up on your children. If your job is not what it should be, I don't care what's going on, don't you give up on your job unless you find something different. Don't give up on life because the God you serve can sustain you. And you remember. If you're here today and you have given up, you did make the decision to quit, I pray that you will make the decision to change right now. You may need some strength. We can offer that. We can pray for you. Come to the front. Express your heart to God and let us wrap our arms around you and hold you up in prayer so that the grace of God can be bestowed upon your life. If you are here, you're not a Christian, you want to become one. Through faith, repentance, confession, and prayer. Notice I left something out. Got it. Necessary. Go down in the water of baptism and come up. You are a child of God. Whatever your need is.